Washington is in full anticipation mode, awaiting tomorrow's scheduled release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Also in the scheduled mix is an early White House response. Here is AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
One of the president's attorneys, Rudy Giuliani, says the rebuttal will be published in the hours after the release of the Mueller report. Giuliani says it will be dozens of pages long. The Justice Department plans to release a redacted version of the report tomorrow morning. It will be sent to Congress and made available to the public.
That was AP correspondent Mike Hempen. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump today will announce new sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua. It is the latest move against socialist governments in the Western Hemisphere, though the spotlight today is on Venezuela and its embattled president, Nicolas Maduro. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has a report.
A senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela, contending the South American country is increasingly close to a flex point. As part of the effort to dislodge Maduro, U.S. officials are also tightening pressure on Cuba for its influence over Caracas. The administration will declare on Wednesday that it will allow for the first time lawsuits to be filed in the United States against all foreign companies in Cuba using properties confiscated from American citizens in the 1960s. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In Venezuela, people are celebrating the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's political power struggle. Until now, Rafael Maduro has refused to allow any flow of aid into his country, even insisting his people didn't need it, something the millions who have fled Venezuela would strongly deny. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has revealed its plans to open two big tents for housing migrants at a pair of Texas border crossing locations. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Customs and Border Protections advertised the need to set up two massive tents that can hold about 500 people each and could be ready in just weeks. One is planned for El Paso and the other in the border town of Donna. Potential contractors were told detainees would sleep on mats, there would be showers, and a fenced-off recreation yard outside. Inside, the tents could be divided by gender and for families or children alone. Customs and Border Protection says it's committed to safeguarding detainees in a humane and dignified manner. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron is conferring with his cabinet on the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral. In a nationwide address, Macron said his plan was to rebuild the historic landmark, in his words, even more beautifully, within 5 years. Wealthy French families and businesses have so far pledged close to $1 billion for the project. But many restoration experts are cautioning such work could take decades to complete. All cathedrals in France will ring their bells tonight, exactly 48 hours after the devastating fire began. President Trump's daughter and White House advisor Ivanka Trump continues her African tour, designed to promote the empowerment of women in national economies. Her latest stop was a cocoa farm in the Ivory Coast, where she voiced praise for the women's cooperative that runs it.
In conjunction with the World Cocoa Foundation and all the private sector partners from great companies who join us here today, Administrator Green mentioned several of them, Mars and Cargill and Hershey and Nestle, who join us here on this site to celebrate what happens when you empower women and the opportunity that's created when you empower women, how they uplift their families, how they uplift their communities, and how whole countries prosper.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appointed a special advisor to support the African Union's mediation efforts in Sudan, where the military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir last week. A spokesman says Guterres is very attached to his partnership with the African Union and will do whatever he can to support its efforts. The new special advisor is Nicholas Haysom, formerly the UN's top person in Somalia. He was expelled when the government there charged he was trying to interfere in Somalia's internal affairs. For all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.